Episode number 249, Camaro Convertible Details.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, man, here's another muggy, hot summer day in the Metro Detroit area.
I miss snow.
I don't. Not at all. I'll take a 100-degree day every day over an inch of snow.
Well, I have nothing to say to that.
So what's going on?
Oh, man, we got a show.
Yeah, we sure do.
We're going to talk about a few things. Obviously, we're going to talk about the convertible details and what may come down the line and what who knows what will come down the line.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Chevy.
Chevrolet.
Chevy. We're going to talk about oil. We're going to talk about yet another new suspension part that just came out. Yes, I'm going to finally talk about Camaro Z28.com Diecast Series 4.
Oh.
And a couple other miscellaneous things scattered through in and throughout.
Yeah.
So, Chris, what's this convertible?
Well, we got a message here posted on our message board from our good buddy Camaro Scotty, Newman Chevrolet. He posted some details about the 2011 Camaro convertible trim levels and when it could possibly be available. It looks like it should be available in every trim level except LS. Ordering is still slated for Q4 2010 with production starting in February 2011, which makes it available right around springtime. So
perfect. So basically, you can't get a cheap Camaro convertible.
That's not what it looks like.
That's not what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks well. Yeah, that's well. That's not what it looks like. You won't be able to get.
Oh,
that's what
right,
yeah.
Right. It looks like you won't be able to get a cheap Camaro convertible. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
With
yeah.
Steel wheels and.
Yeah.
Everything. Like
I wonder
that.
Why.
I don't know.
Don't you think they'd sell more if somebody said, "Look, I just want a cheap sporty
Is
convertible"?
Is there something that's on the 1LT car that has to be there for the convertible? That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know.
I mean, what does 1LT have that the LS doesn't? Besides the different wheels or the trim package. They don't want you to be able to get a cheap convertible?
I don't know. I don't know. You know who'd be a good one to ask about this?
Who?
John Fitzpatrick.
Paging Fitz, you know, you can call in with another voicemail. Or...
I was talking to him last weekend
yeah?
at the Milford... Michigan F-Body meet and greet,
yeah.
And he referenced that you know he's always listening and
so how is Mr. Fitzgerald doing?
He's doing a Mr. Fitzchallenger is doing great.
Fitz, we need you back in here soon.
We'll contact you. Yeah, give us a buzz and we come on in. We can you know ask you these questions directly instead of paging you all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's the deal, huh? Convertible's coming. No.
That's it. That's all the details.
Yeah.
The responses to that seem to be rather, I don't know.
Boring.
Exactly. Shocker.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was funny. Whoa.
Whoa.
You know what?
What does that mean?
This is the same way that it was before, though. When you know.
Yeah, you get the little tiny details, you know, seeping out. You know, obviously there's no pricing here.
Yeah.
Since it's too far off.
Yeah. It was the same way when the coupe came out, though. It was just like little bits and pieces, and then suddenly the floodgates opened and all the information that we could possibly ever handle came out. So
exactly.
All you holding out for a convertible, and I commend you for holding out this long, because it's...
Congratulations. It will be available soon.
Right. Unless you wanted to go cheap.
Yeah.
But you got another year to save up some cabbage.
Yeah. I can't wait to see these things.
Yeah. The new Chevy Camaro convertible.
Oh, Chevy?
Chevy.
Not Chevrolet?
It's whatever the hell I want to call it.
Not according to GM's internal memo.
Yeah, that leads us to our next segment, obviously. You know, I always thought Chevy was kind of a cheap way of saying Chevrolet. Like,
really?
Yeah, like...
I thought it was kind of like, you know, it's kind of, you know, its nickname.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, but you know, then it became Chevy and Chivy and, you know, then it just loses all meaning anyway.
Uh-huh.
I got a 57 Chevy. Oh, yeah. Shut up. God, you know. But anyway, what do you think about it? Do you think Chevy and Chevrolet?
I think they're interchangeable.
100% interchangeable?
I think they're 100% interchangeable. If I'm not mistaken, GM has trademarked both of those names. So, I mean...
I was reading that they were talking about it was a problem with international communication because you know, GM is now Chevrolet is now a global brand.
Obviously.
And then when they would be conversing with somebody outside of the United States and they'd refer to it as Chevy...
They wouldn't know what you were talking about?
They wouldn't know what you're talking about. But the weird part is that I read, and maybe it was taken out of context, was that it was difficult to explain what Chevy is to somebody who didn't know. And I'm thinking to myself, I think they have, in any language, a phrase called, that is just short for saying.
Yeah.
Ta-da, done, problem solved. Did they retract that? I heard.
Well, I think they didn't retract it. What they did was they came out and they said... This was actually, they said this was blown out of proportion. They said, what we're trying to do here is, you know, we're not trying to, you know, go away from using Chevy. But as you had said, they're trying to, you know, have their internal, you know, their, I don't know if it's their sales or whatchamacallit. I mean, yeah, there you go.
Right
you
here.
Just held up a coaster.
That I put my Red Bull on when we did the show. Yep. This came, where did we get this?
I think it's like a Superfest or...
Yeah.
One of those type
it's
of shows.
It's a coaster for your table so your beer doesn't leave a ring on your spool in your living room. And it says, Chevy, we'll be there.
Yeah, so one of their marketing slogans from 10 years ago or something.
And what's that right by the Y?
Trademark.
It's a little TM, so. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just happened to notice that here while we're talking about
that's
it.
That's fine.
So, yeah, I agree. You know, I think it's nice. I think it sounds more professional. When I see a commercial and it says Chevrolet, you know, that I can understand, but I don't think they should just drop it entirely.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like a company who gets so used to using their, I don't know, shortened version of their name that they get away from the original name and then they actually
lose identity.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, before the internet. before the internet, I mean, there's acronyms like crazy. When you got a package, it would come from Federal Express, right?
That's right.
And now with all the shipping, it's FedEx, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. A lot of these. The Computer Corporation, Silicon Graphics.
SGI.
Just SGI now.
International Business Machines.
But, you know, who knows?
I still think it does... I agree with them.
I think GM should embrace it. Embrace it.
Well, then they should drop GM and go back to General Motors. I like Chevrolet. To me, it just sounds complete, but I'm particular that way.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. It's no big deal, really.
We'd really like to hear your thoughts on this or the aforementioned convertible issue. And we'll give you the voicemail call-in later on if you don't already know it, which if you're a loyal listener, you should definitely know it by now.
Have it memorized.
Yeah.
On your speed dial.
On your speed dial. Ready to go. Bam! Yeah. And we'll get to that in a little bit as to why you may want to start calling in. All right. Let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything that has polarized people's arguments is when to change the oil and what oil to use. It's always seemed to be like the miracle, you know, and people will use the excuse, well, the oil is the blood of the... You know, no, it's not. Okay, it's a lubricant. All right? It's to keep crap from getting hot and worn down. So, I mean, I used to be really weird, emphatic about that. I'm like, oh, my God, what weight do I use? Well, you know, use the recommended. But how do they know that that's the right one to use? You know, what brand, Mobil 1 or Mobil, you know, Valvoline Synthetic or, oh, I put the wrong oil in, it's going to blow up. Anyway...
Now you don't care what kind of swill you put in. Right?
I just put Mobil 1 in it and call it done. It's never let me down.
Nope.
This became a question on the board in one of the 2010 forums. Oil change in an SS, wait until it asks. Should you wait until the system, now that it has an oil life sensor, should you wait until it tells you to do it or just do it when you feel is best? This actually came in from Peyton, who I know is a listener of the show. So this is kind of interesting. And somebody... out of nowhere, registered on the board, and gave some incredible information. Just nothing new, really. I mean, it's more common sense, but it's something that people don't think of. And one of the things that they talked about was if you're going to do an oil change, above all, never, ever do an oil change on a cold engine. Yeah, ever.
I've always heard that.
Yeah. But people forget about that.
Really?
Yeah. They think that they
For your do-it-yourselfers. Right. Like maybe your car's been parked for a week and they pull it out of the garage and just put it up on jack stands. And
well, they don't even pull out of the garage. They don't even start it because they want every drop of oil to be in the pan. So all of the old stuff is gone.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when they start it up, where's the lubricant? Well, pretty soon your bearings become part of the oil. So. Yeah. But this is a pretty cool thing. I don't buy into the 3-month, 3,000-mile thing.
Yeah, neither do I.
That comes from the people that sell you the oil. Yeah. I'm surprised they don't say every 1,000 miles and every 10 days. And they punch you for $40 for an oil change plus. Chris, you and I were talking about this. Because what if it's 3,000 miles of quarter-mile passes?
Exactly.
That oil is going to look like maple syrup.
Or what if you're towing for 1,500 miles and you know, driving through, I don't know, dust storms for the next 1,500 miles.
What if it's a work truck, you know?
Exactly.
I think the rule of thumb here is to use the oil life monitor as a guide.
Yeah.
But not the hard, fast rule, because all it does is it takes a calculation of your, you know, your throttle. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of calculations that come into play. Your engine temperature, you know, your mileage, of course, your throttle position is, you know, wide open, you know, so it just does math. To
kind
of
how long
give you
the car's been sitting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think it's pretty smart. I think it's great to use as a guide, but I'd check it continually.
Yeah.
Chris, can you link this up in the show notes?
Absolutely.
This is a good thread. I mean, it's even though people blow the whole oil thing out of proportion, just like I used to, it's still important.
I just play it by ear with me, you know, with my Camaro and my daily driver cars. I don't have a long commute to work. I drive 2 miles each way every day, and I just go usually for my daily driver. I'll use the oil indicator life.
Yeah.
You know, which usually comes up, I don't know, 5,000 miles? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would think something that it would like know that. Better than the Jiffy Lube or, well, I don't mean to use a trademark name, but you know, than the oil, than Jack's oil change joint.
Yeah.
Or Uncle Fred's or whatever.
And that's what I go by. Now, my Camaro, you know, if it sits for 3 months in my garage, I'll take it out, I'll change the oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
And then I won't worry about it unless I'm doing a bunch of quarter-mile passes, which I haven't done in years anyway. So.
Yeah, right.
So.
My wife has an oil life sensor in her Equinox,
uh-huh.
And she was telling me this a couple months ago, and I hope she's not listening because she'll get really mad for me telling the story. She's like, I got to get my oil, get my car and get the oil changed soon. I'm like, why? What's the big deal? Well, it says I have 30% oil life remaining.
What, does she think she's going to run out? Like, run out of oil?
30%? 3%, yeah, okay, all right. But 30? I said, honey, you run that down to zero. The car's not exactly going to blow up on you.
Yeah, it's not going to...
Well, won't it do damage? It might. Have you looked at your oil lately? No. Look at your oil. It was clear.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, not to worry about there.
So, you know, common sense, man. Don't let the computer take that away.
What's that new GM vehicle that's coming out here soon? It's the compact... It's going to be like the... A little bit bigger than the Cobalt.
The
I think it's going to start hitting the showroom soon here.
I was reading about it in the Automotive News and Future Vehicle Discussion Forum. Let me look at the board here.
Damn.
Hold on. I'll find it. This is such a cool forum, man. There's so much automotive news. This is like the diamond in the rough sometimes when it comes to automotive news and the internet. I'm not finding it, but I know that it was recently talked about. I can't think of it. I just can't think of it. If somebody knows, call in.
All you got to do is search. Go on to GM site. You'll be able to find it. Anyways, what I wanted to tell you is what I was reading about this car is GM is inventing something called an oil pack.
The Cruze?
Yes. The Chevrolet Cruze.
Oil what?
Some sort of pack where instead of getting your oil change, you replace cartridges in the car, and that will replace the oil in the car. It will change the oil.
It's like a filter and oil reservoir in one.
Yeah.
You know, I can almost picture that being like...
They said a do-it-yourself oil pack. You just unplug and plug it back in and getting the oil changed.
Hmm. Interesting. I wonder if it actually has an oil pan or this is the oil pan.
I don't know.
You know, it's just designed and engineered in a way that's easy to maintain. Neat stuff, man. Yeah. I didn't see that. Although I think for a compact, affordable car, the Cruze is kind of good looking.
It is.
You know? It's amazing where the things are headed. you know, when GM is under the gun, they faced that, you know, the bankruptcy issue and all that crap.
A year ago,
last
pretty much.
Week, yeah, just about. Yeah. And now look what they're doing, man. They're making these huge strides. Yeah. So never count them out, ever. All right, we got to move on. But if you have thoughts on your oil and everything, you know, give us a call. Especially if you're an expert, give us some advice.
Yeah.
And to call in, you just pick up the phone or fire up your email, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
All right, Chris, play the voicemail.
Okay, here we go. We have none.
What?
No voicemails this week. However, we do have one email.
All right, well, after the email, I'm going to give everybody a reason to call in.
Okay. This one comes from, I don't know. Well, it says, hey, guys, American Camaro here. I just want to say, Hawks win, Hawks win. Okay, I'm done. I also have a rant about Camaro customization.
Uh-oh.
I saw a guy with a 2010 Camaro that had neon Lambo doors, and it looked like 24-inch rims. Don't know. I thought he wasn't right. Blackhawks equal Lord Stanley's Cup. See ya.
So American Camaro was probably from the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I'll have to say, I watched every single game of the Stanley Cup Finals just because I'm a hockey fan.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago definitely deserved to win that.
Yeah.
Definitely deserved to win that. And their first cup in like 41 years.
Yeah, I know.
Congratulations to the Blackhawks there. Great team.
It was a good run. Very good run. So, yeah, you know, whenever there's a car, there's going to be somebody doing something stupid to it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, any car. I mean, it can be a crappy old Dodge Neon, but someone will put $4,000 in rims and stereo into it. You know, you just never know.
Yeah, I've seen, especially recently, a share of Lambo door kits on 2010 Camaros. And
really? What's the thing that's Lambo doors don't even have Lambo doors anymore?
I don't think they do. And yeah, whatever. It's just it's not my car. It's not my problem. So that's a cool email, American Camaro. Thank you so much. Congratulations on your team making it. Yep.
So since nobody called in.
Yeah, what's the deal, you guys? You don't know how to use a telephone?
I don't know.
All right, here's the deal. All last year, we gave away prizes.
Every week.
Every week.
We gave away a ton.
Prize of the week. Yeah, we did. And then we stopped that, and I don't really think our voicemails have tapered off so much, but, well.
They have in the last month or so.
Chris, would you come in here for a minute? Here.
Yeah.
Let's go into the prize vault.
Yeah.
Look what I found.
What?
More stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot more stuff in there.
I got some stuff to give away. We got to close this back up. Watch your fingers. Watch your fingers. Chris, move your foot.
Okay.
Close one. So, yeah, I uncovered a cache of prizes, Chevrolet and Camaro Z28.com related.
Any Chevy goodies in there?
Any Chevy goodies? Actually, I do have some Chevy Will Be There bags.
Oh.
You know, some promo bags. But that's not part of the prize thing. I actually threw those away because they're stupid. Well, here's the deal. In order to win a prize pack, we're going to give one away per month.
Okay.
We're going to pick the best voicemail or the one that really makes us talk or just like we did last year, all last year, if you're a loyal listener. And at the end of each month, we're just going to say we're going to declare the winner and give a prize pack away.
Mm, it's the whole pack. Huh?
It's a whole pack of stuff. Nice. So all you got to do is pick up the phone and call. We gave out the number, but here it is again, 586-486-3182. We welcome your emails, but in order to be eligible to win a voicemail of the month, you have to, of course, leave a voicemail.
Yep.
You can call it 24 hours.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Try and keep it under 2 minutes, please.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't have a limiter, you know, that will shut you off at 2 minutes.
We might in the middle of it.
We would appreciate that just in case sometimes we have weeks where we have so many voicemails that we can't get to them, otherwise the show would be running forever. So try and keep them under 2 minutes, please.
Among the prizes I found?
Yes.
One of, actually, more than one, but not many, Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 1.
Series 1?
Yeah.
The black one?
That sold out like 3 weeks after it was released. And they've been largely unavailable, and I found three of them.
Yeah. If you find them on eBay, they're probably going for big bucks.
Not really, but they're just, but they're still hard to find. A classic logo, Camaro Z28.com tin lunchbox.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
A sling bag I found with the Camaro Z28.com classic logo on it.
Nice.
Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff. It was just packed away. It was like saving it for a rainy day. And well, you know what? This is a rainy day. So get your voicemails in. Win a free prize at the end of the month if you're good.
Yeah, we need to clear out the safe.
Yeah, to make room for more. So, or maybe not. Maybe we'll never give anything ever away again, and this is your last chance. I doubt it. All right. We got to move on, though. Get your voicemails in about anything. One of our longtime sponsors and good friends, Hot Part. More Camaro suspension stuff has been released.
So it looks like here.
They're a dealer of Vogtland or Vogtland Springs. I'm not quite sure the proper pronunciation of it. But in talking with Brian, the owner of Hot Part, over the years, he's always said that these are really terrific products for lowering springs and suspension. If you're in the market for Camaro suspension, especially lowering, of course, check these out. Not quite as big of a deal as, you know, of course, coilovers or anything like that. But just for a spring replacement, I've heard very, very good things about it. And they're largely unknown in America, but I guess they're huge over in Europe from what I understand. So check them out at hotpart.com.
Very cool. I'll link it up.
Yep. And, well, I guess I might as well do this.
Yes, I was going to say, speaking of the diecast series one, what's going on? What is this, four?
Four.
Okay. I know before I asked you about this and you just basically told me to shut up. And
well, actually, I think somebody else did too, one of the callers did. I had to take a little bit of a break from it just because I had some other things going on with my day job and things like that. I just couldn't get to it. But finally, I got to the artwork. The artwork is submitted. And that's in the process that it's at.
Nice.
This is going to be, if all goes to plan, released sometime later this summer. It's going to be very cool. It's going to be very unique. Every Camaro Z28.com diecast is unique in its own way, and this will be no exception. I was contracted by Greenlight, the company that I use to make my cars, to help develop the 2010 Camaro SS non-concept.
Okay.
So if you ever see a Greenlight 2010 Camaro, that's not the concept. I had a hand in making sure they got it right.
Good.
It was a very honorable thing. I was very honored to do that. So naturally, this will be a 2010 Camaro SS.
Good.
I'm not giving out any other details.
What color is it?
It will have some red in it.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the artwork you got there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you saw it, yeah. It turned out pretty nice, huh?
It sure did.
So I'll be talking about it here and there as things develop, but just have your PayPal or Google checkout account ready for later on this year. There's going to be some cool special offers that I'm going
to... Are you going to be able to do pre-orders again?
Yeah, I probably will do pre-orders because I don't...
And is there going to be green machines as well?
There will be green machines. There may be something, interesting twist on the green machine. I'm still working on it, so... I don't want to commit to it until I get approval on it. It's just going to be cool, man. I love doing these. They're so fun. It's a hobby and a project, and I like to see how far I can take it. So
I was going to ask you a question.
Sure.
You know how you said they always come out with a green machine of a particular car?
Mm-hmm.
What if there was a Synergy green Camaro made? What would happen there?
I don't know, Chris. I haven't thought about that.
I was just curious, that's all.
I have no idea.
You're the diecast expert.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
Well, you know, even if that was a little twist I was talking about, that's not the only one. So, you know, right there. Thank God we're not on television. Yeah. I would have been censored. Oh, crap. That's it for now. I'll talk more about it later on. I don't want to dangle the carrot too much. It's only been a year.
Well, you're going to get pounded in the...
In the what?
You're gonna get on the board, not in something.
All right, we got to move on.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, have you seen my speaking of my projects? Have you seen my PhantomSS.com website?
No.
Of course not.
I didn't get your spam. Did you send out a message?
It's not spam. Stop saying that, or people aren't going to pay attention. Yeah, I updated it with some cool little unique.
You got new YouTube videos or anything?
No, YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
But I did. Well, one of the things that people always said was, you know, the car is pretty cool. It's all stealthy and evil looking. Yeah. You know, that was my goal. But then they always say, those gold bow ties got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so earlier this year, I finally got rid of them. I got some of the black billet ones from Defender Works.
Yeah, those are nice.
Huge difference. Yeah. Huge difference. So I posted some pictures on the board. On the site, on my website, phantomss.com. And earlier in the year, I also asked if I should de-chicletize the car. Well, I did.
Yeah.
So anyway, a couple other minor changes that I did. Took a page out of Pete Pasica's book and had the center console trim, shifter, ring, bezel, gauge thing, whatever, custom painted. Turned out pretty good. Check it out. Tell me what you think. Leave a comment on the website or call in and tell me or shoot me an email or whatnot. It seems like we're getting emails for the podcast from there. So always welcome. And that's it.
Cool.
What's on my list here? Oh, one last thing. We talked about it before. Don't forget about the Sloan Auto Fair in Flint, Michigan, June 26th and 27th. Very cool car show.
Sloan Auto Fair.
Yeah. Our good friend Jake Robb, that SOB, mentioned it to me, and I attended last year, and I was very happy with it. Not just a Camaro show, just a car show. So there's a good variety there. Definitely a cool show. Nice people there, too. And the location is very, very cool. It's a Sloan Museum.
Where is it? Flint?
In Flint, believe it or not. If you know, people hear bad things about Flint, but this is
a nice area of Flint?
I don't think there's a such thing overall, but I don't think it's in the greatest of areas. It's not a bad area, but the grounds that it's on
are beautiful.
It's beautiful, yeah. Very, very cool. So nothing really to worry about. So check it out. I think it's at SloanAutoFair.com or Google it or whatever you got to do. And that's it, man. That's on my list. You got any parting shots?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to get out of here.
Let's get out of here, and we'll see you next week.
Get your voicemails in.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.